Message from Affleck.
Hello, this is March Mayhem Music, brought to you by your host, Robert Woodward, joined by my co-hosts, Nick Kowaleski, Albert Hallworth, and Jake Riebel. This is, follow us on Twitter at Knights Radio. The matchups today will be number one seed, Lil Uzi Vert, number five seed, and A Boogie. The previous results, or no. Tomorrow's show will be Region 2, which is the Rock of Ages. And we're now playing Baby Pluto by Lil Uzi Vert.
Welcome to Eternal.
I turned to an addict, I brought me a paddock, I brought her a baby movie. Yeah, I brought me a Maybach, came with two doors, yeah, that's a Mercedes one. I stay with the baddest, I'm counting the cabbage while making my lady. I brought a G-Wagon, that was a Brabus, that's why I be racing. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war.
I got static in my city, who with me? Pull up with this 30 and this chopper, hold a 50. And I heard that Mickey, that's the wrist range. Spray his car, spray the window. She keeps sucking on my trying to get it. Hickey. I swear that too sticky. I kicked her right out of the front door. I'm picky. And every time she go to call my phone, I'm busy. Yeah. I heard it's some that's on my head. I heard it's some that's on my brain. Oh my God, y'all bet you'll be for y'all, I'll be dead. Yeah. Whole lot of men. Yeah, whole lot of clothes. Be spilling my sweat. Rubies on my neck. Uzi, it came with a tick. The brick, it came with a bit. I can teach you how to flex. The Draco, it came with a fist. The condo, it came with a pit. My nook, she came with some nick. Manny boy, ain't believe me. That's why I pulled up and my neck was on switch. Manny boy, ain't believe me. They thought I believe in the devil like witch. Manny boy, ain't believe me. A real rock star from all of my bing.
I pretty boy, can I see me? That's why I be living my life like I'm Steven.
Wake up beside you, my b. I got on that titchy, how you better change. I turned to an addict, I brought me a paddock, I brought her a baby one. Whoa. Yeah, I brought me a Maybach, came with two doors, yeah, that's a Mercedes one. I stay with the baddest, I'm counting the cabbage while making my lady baddest. I brought a G-Wagon, that was a Brabus, that's why I been rushing G-Wagon. Yeah, we brought a full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, I ain't so long, I do it in a Honda Accord. I had to count my money on Honda Accord. I just took that shopping behind the stores. I had to get all my up behind, I had to get on my hoodie. I had a T12 right on the mile, drive it like my van was stolen. It seemed like my bridge was brand new, cause I'm only known just to flow. Yeah, I just know they be watching it. Yeah, I just know they be watching.
All these love me, I am such a slimy guy. Do not trust me, baby, I'ma bust you. Way before you bust me, you shouldn't have trust me. Girl, you got all fucked up. If this beef don't partake, no, I do not eat steak. All I eat is fish plates.
My diamonds are cold in the freezer, my wrist. Switching my crib and you know I'm gonna switch states. I made a million, yeah, off a mixtape.
I turned to an addict, I brought me a paddock, I brought her a baby one. Yeah, I brought me a Maybach, came with two doors, yeah, that's a Mercedes one.
I stay with the baddest, I'm counting the cabbage while making my lady batch. I brought a G-Wagon, that was a Brabus, that's why I brought a G-Wagon. Yeah, we brought the full door, had to get ready for war. Yeah, I ain't so long, I do it in a Honda Accord. Whoa. I had to count my money on the island board. Yeah, I just took that shopping behind the stores. Behind the stars, you know that I gotta keep it real. Behind the stars, sure. You know that I gotta keep it real. Behind the stars, yeah. Count up a half a meal. Behind the stars, yeah. She gonna that molly like she ain't never take still for.
You acting too tough like your homie ain't never get killed
before. That was a Lil Uzi Vert, and Baby Pluto. So that was his new album called Internal. A take. Albert, how do you feel about that album?
I thought it was a really good album put together over a span of 3 years. I don't think any album is worth 3 years of waiting, but I think you did a really good job. All the music is very good. He really puts passion into his music. He's one of my favorite artists, and one I know Jake Riebel's artists, our other co-host. with us today, and I think that Lil Uzi did a very good job. The songs are very long, but I think that's very good because I like a lot of music, and I think that he did very well.
Yeah, it's a really good album. Nick, what do you think your top three songs are in that album?
For me, the top songs, I listened to it pretty much all week now since it's been out. I really like Baby Pluto's. That's the song we just played. Homecoming's really good. And I also like Secure the Bag. It just, like you can tell, like Albert said, there's a lot of passion behind the music, and it took a long time for him to make this album, and there's hopefully more coming soon. So
yeah. So on Knights Sterling High School Radio on the Twitter, there's 3 minutes left in the radio replays between the number 2 seed Post Malone and number 7 seed Harry Styles. Post Malone is winning 69-31 with 17 minutes left. And Shawn Mendes is winning. He's number 3 seed. He is winning 51-6 seed Jonas Brothers, 49 with 2 minutes left. So go make sure you get your votes in. Now talking about A Boogie. Nick, why do you like A Boogie and why?
Yeah, so I've listened to A Boogie for a while now. Probably since like my 8th grade year, 2016. Is when he started dropping music, and he blew up then, and he's still big now. I've always liked his style of music, and he's always been like original and stuff like that, and him dropping more music just makes him better.
So. Yeah. Our recent polls for popular present rappers was NBA Youngboy and Polo G and DaBaby and Roddy Ricch. Roddy Ricch won, just took the win, and NBA blew out Polo G. Albert, do you agree with Roddy Ricch winning against DaBaby?
Yeah, I really do, because Roddy Ricch is really hot right now, and DaBaby is very repetitive, as many people think, and DaBaby is very good, but his album was out a while ago, like last year, and Roddy Ricch has been dropping a lot of new fire, and everyone loves it, so that's why I think that was a well-deserved victory.
Yeah, his music is really good. Like you said last week, the baby's just very repetitive. Roddy Ricch has come out with a lot of new music. Nick, do you think NBA Youngboy should have won against Polo G?
I think that one, I personally like Polo G. NBA Youngboy definitely has a bigger fan base to me, and he has recently dropped music, and he's definitely like the bigger artist right now. I think Polo G definitely has room to come up and be bigger, but in that case, I think Youngboy did deserve the win. Just because a lot more people know his name right now. And, yeah.
All right, coming back to ABLG, we're playing Numbers by him.
We got London on the track. You mad? Your adrenaline rushing, it feel like a bus, but I'm whipping a rave. Got my head to the ceiling, want me in my feelings, only got me feeling no way. I ain't saying I'm addicted, out of root restricted, cause I don't feel the pain. Had a touch my team, get kill him, they could take me away.
I got my dogs in this, I know they gon' shoot. And my little brother turned to a drummer, walking my side, now he got the lung.
I said that Maybach with a gaze at, tell my brothers about 100 songs.
All my know, run up them numbers, run up them numbers.
Yeah.
Run up the numbers, okay. See, you don't want no thunder. The old Tracy McGrady, the one, okay. See, you don't want no thunder, yeah. Christian the sweater, okay. Christian Dio the sweater. The double dog came with the umbrella. When I put the hoodie on, it get filler.
Put 100,000 in my prodigy. Got some little homies, got some prodigy. And I spent 500 on prodigy.
Made up the price, popping overseas. Shotty gave me slap and toppy on the seat. I made some cars, pay cop the fleet. Gotta be an anti-social gangster, cause the fans watching my tweets.
You mad? Your adrenaline rushing, it feel like a bus, but I'm whipping a rave. Got my head to the ceiling, want me in my feelings, only got me feeling away. I ain't saying I'm addicted, out of root restricted, because I don't feel the pain. Let a touch my chin, get kill them, they can take me away.
I got my dogs in this, I know they gon' shoot. And my little brother turned to a drummer, walking my side, now he got the lung.
I tell that Maybach with a gaze at, tell my brothers about 100 songs.
All my no, run up them numbers, run up them numbers.
I ran out the numbers, paid up like a plumber, and sold out a bubble. I paid out the debt to your honor, and went got some commas, and commas, and commas. You let it get to your head, yeah, I remember when you was a runner. I heard you got slapped by the fig, yeah, and say you winning, and tell them what up.
I still be
chilling in projects, even though I've been running them numbers up. They used to tell me I'm not next. I'm like, look at me now, I'm in front of them. And I just hope you never set me up. My lifestyle to a regular. And I don't know how I'ma trust again. I ain't swear, or the mom, I think of your eyes, yeah.
I must have a piece of the pie, yeah. I wanna speed up in Italian. I got a gun full of hot tail. Have a poor party with a present. You made it tough with a top head. Don't know where to drop it. And one wanna ride it in a drop head. And he mad at my p got a mazin.
You mad? Your adrenaline rushing. It feel like a bus, but I'm giving a rave. Got my head to the ceiling. Want me in my feelings. Only got me feeling away. I ain't saying I'm addicted. Had a roof restricted. Because I don't feel the pain. Had a touch my chain. Kill them. If they could take me away.
I got my dogs in this. I know they gon' shoot. And my little brother turned to a drummer. Walked me my side. Now he got the lung.
I said that Maybach with a gaze at. Tell my brothers bought 100 songs.
I went, no, run up them numbers. Run up them numbers.
That was Numbers by A Boogie. Just in on Sterling High School Radio for the polls, Shawn Mendes won by 51-49. He will be going on to the next round. And Post Malone will soon to be win 68-32. So they will be facing each other soon. Lil Uzi Vert, he's coming out with a deluxe album, I guess you could say, with 8 new songs. Albert, do you think those songs are going to be better, worse, or the same than the other albums he just dropped?
I think that Uzi's music is all very good, and I think that he has a lot of songs that are just straight fire and everybody can vibe to, which is amazing as an artist, because you've always wanted, you always want to drop what the people want, and Uzi knows exactly how to do that, as he has done in years past. And I think that he is dropping, the fact that he's dropping more music on top of an album that he just dropped, and like he promises and he will drop it, is just amazing, and that's why he's one of the best.
Nick, do you agree with Albert?
Yeah, the album he just dropped, Eternal Take, the original, there was only one feature on the whole album. So I'm hoping that with the deluxe album, he adds more features. And although, like, features are cool and all, he's, like, he can do his own thing, and he sounds really good with his own music and doing stuff by himself. But hopefully, he'll have more features in the deluxe.
Yeah, I was thinking that he's going to have a lot more features. I think he's going to make a lot more music coming up soon, maybe in 2020. Maybe just a lot more singles. Do you think that's true, Nick?
Yeah, I think because, like, now he's, like, even though it's only been one album, I feel like he's kind of going to be on a roll now, just because people are expecting more, and it's definitely going to get him more popularity, and it's better, it's going to be better for him in the long run.
Yeah, especially with 3 years off, he's just, I feel like he just has music, like, piled up and stacked up. Do you agree?
Yeah, I don't really think that he took 3 years off. I think that he took 3 years to create and build a dynasty, which he is doing in the music career, and I think that he's gonna drop amazing music in the future like he has in the past.
Yeah. We are now playing P's and Q's by Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. It's all right, it's like, hey.
So?
Yeah, I told y'all, so I made it mine. Yeah, I told y'all, so I made it mine. Jump in the bar, rather than not. I changed your life, now you gon' ride. Ooh, sing, he ain't got no money. Ooh, sing, he ain't got no money. Ooh, sing, he ain't got no money. Ooh, sing, he ain't got no money,
yeah. Yeah. She had a nigga that was on the music scene.
What? Thought he was me?
Had a nigga, thought he was going straight to the league.
Yeah, straight to the league.
Yeah, fuck with my baby, I swear that nigga gon' bleed. Yeah. She let that boy ride for me. Stay on my P's and my Q's, yeah. Stay on my Q's and my P's. Cause that could happen to me, yeah. Bring that girl to the big league, yeah. Down
diamond, that's all on my teeth, yeah. Diamond, that's all on my teeth, yeah. Put my girl in a new Chanel, and I got her on the waves. Yeah, put my girl in a new Chanel, and I got her on the waves. Like, ha, ha, oh, well, now your girl with me. Like, Austin was holding her up, yeah. Oh, boy, please, like, bye, bye, Austin. Hello to love. Yeah, I told her, yeah. I made it mine. Yeah, I told her, yeah. I made it mine. Jump in the park, rather than not. I changed your life. Now you gon' ride. Ooh, sing. He ain't got no money, yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah. That door world could be yours. Yeah, number one rule, don't listen to hoes. Yeah, no, you never lived a life before. Yeah, more money than your last man of cars. Yeah, driving in that farm. Yeah, where you thought you was going in that far. That's where yours, yeah. I made it mine. I made it mine, yeah. I told yours. I made it mine, yeah. I told yours. I made it mine, yeah. I told yours. I told yours. I made it mine. Yeah, I told yours. I made it mine. Jump in the box, rather than not. I changed your life. Now you gon' ride. Ooh, sing. He ain't got no money. Ooh, sing. He ain't got no money, yeah. Oh, say it. He ain't got no money, yeah. Oh, say it. He ain't got no money, yeah. Stay on my kids and my kills, yeah. Stay on my kids and my bills. Stay on my kids and my kills, yeah. Stay on my kids and my bills.
That was P's and Q's by Lil Uzi Vert. Lil Uzi Vert's new album sold about 300,000 times in a week, and on the Billboard Top 100s, he passed Roddy Ricch with his album, Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial. That's been a long time. Albert, what do you think about that?
I think that I expected that because Lil Uzi is just amazing as always, and he was going to pass Roddy because Roddy's not as big, and I think Roddy will be big one day, but Uzi is Uzi, so I knew he was going to sell like that.
Nick, what do you think about it?
I think it's deserved. Roddy Ricch had been on the top 100. I think he was number one for a while, and Uzi's album, definitely, like, everybody was excited for it, and everybody was definitely going to listen to it, so I think he deserved the top spot, and I think it was just time for Roddy Ricch to, like, go down, you know?
Yeah. Albert, with the popular present rappers next week coming up with the polls, Roddy Ricch and NBA Youngboy, who do you think will win that?
I think that Roddy is hotter than NBA right now, but we have a lot of fans of NBA Youngboy here at Stony High School, so I think it will be NBA Youngboy 60-40.
I agree with you, but I don't know. I think it's going to be a close one. I think Roddy Ricch might pull it out by like 1 or 2%. Nick, what do you think?
Yeah, that's definitely going to be like a big matchup. I'm excited for that one just because like Roddy Ricch, he was the first bigger upset in the tournament against the Baby. And him being the 6th seed and NBA Youngboy being the 2 seed, or 7, or yeah, 2 seed, sorry. He could definitely like pull another upset possibly. So I'd like to see that happen.
Going down to radio replays. Nick, do you think Shawn Mendes and Jonas Brothers, do you think that was a good matchup?
Yeah, I personally don't listen to them a lot, but it was definitely a big matchup because like Jonas Brothers, like back in their day, they were huge, and like Shawn Mendes, just the past few years, he's been a lot bigger than people expected, I think. So him being the 3 seed and Jonas Brothers being the 6 seed, it was definitely a good matchup, but the Jonas Brothers did come up short, so
Albert, I know you're a Jonas Brothers fan. Do you agree with Shawn Mendes winning?
I kind of like both of them. Like, I'll listen to Joe Burrows if I have to, but I think that Shawn Mendes is a very good artist as well, and I think that he just inspires a lot of people, and that's why he won.
Yeah. Going down a little bit in that bracket, Post Malone and Harry Styles. Harry Styles, or Post Malone, number 2 seed against Harry Styles, number 7 seed. Post Malone blew him out around 70 to 30, around there. Albert, how do you feel about that?
I think it was a good matchup, but it was expected.
Nick?
Yeah, Post Malone, like, everybody knows Post Malone. My mom listens to Post Malone. So I think just because of his name and definitely his music, he's just, you're always going to see him on top.
Going back to the popular pleasant rappers, we have Me and My Guitar, A Boogie. Me and My Guitar by A Boogie. Going down to the best of 2020s, Justin Bieber and Bruno Mars. Do you agree with Justin Bieber winning, Nick?
To me, that was kind of a surprise for me. Just because, like, Bruno Mars, he's, like, not really big, but all his music is known, and a lot of his songs are were really big hits. But Justin Bieber, he's always been around since a young age, and like he is still dropping new music, and I don't think Bruno Mars has dropped music recently or within the last couple months, so I think that's what put Justin Bieber over the top.
What do you think about it, Albert?
I really think that that was insane, because do you know how many, there is insane amount of girls here at Sterling High School that love Justin Bieber, and I know that for a fact. And it was just really shocking that Bruno won, because I really think that Justin is a younger, more of our generation artist, and he is very good. I like him personally, but I'm really surprised Bruno didn't pull it out, because like Nick said, everyone knows Bruno's music.
Yeah, going down a little bit, number 2 seed, Beyonce, and number 7 seed, Adele. Nick, what do you think about Beyonce winning that matchup?
I really don't think that was competition for Beyonce, just because Adele kind of, like, she, like, fell off the earth. So I think Beyonce winning that was, like, an obvious to me.
Yeah, now they're facing number 3 seed Justin Bieber and number 2 seed Beyonce. I think that's probably going to be one of the best matchups next week. Albert, what do you think the score will be for that one?
I think that it'll be 60-40.
Going up a few, Rihanna, number 1 seed Rihanna and number 4 seed Nicki Minaj. Who do you think is going to win that one, Albert?
I think that Rihanna will win that. Easily.
Going back to popular present rappers, with Roddy Ricch, Nick, do you think he's going to be dropping any new music soon?
Probably not music anytime soon, because his album, Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial, that was really hyped up, and people were, like, waited for that one for not as long as, like, not over a year or anything. They just waited for it, and since he didn't just drop it, but it was in later December, I don't think he's ready to release anything. I know there are other artists that are dropping soon, so that might encourage people, but I'm not really sure that he'll be dropping any music anytime soon.
Yeah. This is P2 by Lil Uzi Vert.
So my name.
Yeah, I'm getting back to it. You ain't shown me no love, so I turn my back to you. Yeah, yeah. I can't get no racks to you. I don't really care, cause I'm done. All the real love is not fine. There's no emotion on my face, cause I'm numb. You see me everywhere you look, no, you can't hide or run. Get out this, yeah, everything I said. Messing with your head, messing with your head. I said everything I said, messing with your head. Talking verified, rest in peace, my head. I am no hater, we in the same way, but only difference is that you do not own me. I can just tell by the way that you're driving it. I pull up in that car just like a stove. Yeah, came a long way, came from the hallway. I can't stop, keep going. Yes, my life just feel like one long day. Just live in the moment. Coming out just when the sun down. My boys, they wrote this like oops, and they really run down. I got paper cuts for money, dollar bills coming in bust down. Counting with my thumb now. Money make me numb. Cause I'm done. I don't know, my love's not fine. There's no emotion on my face, cause I'm numb. You see me everywhere you look, no, you can't hide a run. Yeah, everything I said, messing with your head, messing with your head. I said everything I said, messing with your head, messing with your head.
Far too kind. experience of a lifetime. I see all of you. Yeah, I really appreciate you.
That was P2 by Lil Uzi Vert. Listening to that song, I wasn't even paying attention to the songs. I was just playing all the songs just out of nowhere. And when the beginning of the song came, I thought it was EXO Tour Life, which is the same beat and everything, just switched up the words and everything. Albert, what do you think about that song and why?
I think it was a very good song put together by Lil Uzi Vert, part two of EXO Life. EXO Life was one of the best songs in his album in 2016, and the fact that he made a part two with the same beat is amazing that he can do that, and it just makes me want to sing the old song, but I gotta learn the new one.
Yeah, it's hard learning all these new songs. Going to the Rock of Ages, Nick, do you think the Red Hot Chili Peppers versus Fall Out Boy, do you think Red Hot Chili Peppers should have won?
Yeah, in my opinion, they definitely should have had that, especially for, like, if you're thinking about Original and Rock of Ages, they were definitely bigger in past years, and Fall Out Boy, people just know their name, and they don't really know the Chili Peppers, they just know the name Fall Out Boy, so I think it was well-deserved that the Red Hot Chili Peppers won that.
Yeah, I was surprised when they came out with that win, because a lot of people in the school just know the name Fall Out Boy. Now, Nick, Nirvana, number 2 seed Nirvana and number 7 seed Linkin Park. Do you agree with Nirvana winning 68-32?
I wanted Nirvana to win. That was, like, a huge matchup. I think Linkin Park could have had a higher seed. But, Linkin Park, they have a lot of, like, known songs. And people know the name Linkin Park, but people also know the name Nirvana. So, to me, that was probably one of the bigger matchups in this tournament. And Nirvana did come out on top. And I think it was kind of just like a stereotypical thing because people know the name Nirvana. But in my opinion, their music is better than Linkin Park's just because this is how I feel. And Linkin Park is a great band. And I just think Nirvana just came out on top because of their name. So,
yeah. All of these polls will be on Twitter at Knights Radio. And these shows will be podcasted on the Stone website. Going back to the popular present rappers, Albert, what do you think the percentage will be versus Uzi versus A Boogie?
60-40. Nah, actually, I lied. 70-30.
Why?
Because it's Uzi, bro. Like, what do you expect? Uzi just dropped some fire. A Boogie just dropped some absolute crap. So I think that Uzi's gonna take that for sure.
Yeah, especially with his new album coming out, or no, the deluxe version coming out. We're now playing Still Think About You by A Boogie.
Now I'm saying, what's wrong with you? I remember being in the hall with you. I still think about you. Full of phony shit. And I'm stuck on some dolly shit. Had a knife in my back when I wrote this shit. I look back and I laugh when I noticed it. I shoot up and lean back on some Kobe shit. They don't know how to pass with some Kobe shit. Should've listened, my mom always told me this. I was only 13 when she told me this. Watch who you f*** with and never ever trust a n*** for nothing. Even if you feel like you really love her, don't ever tell her you really love her. Cause that's when she gon' make you feel like you nothing. And that's when you gon' start to feel like you bugging. I wish I would've never told you what's up. And I wish I never even told you pull up. Got me saying what's wrong with you. I remember being in the hall with you. Everything was always on the stall with you. Girl, I even bust a couple jokes with you. I still think about you. Girl, I still think about you. I tell you always gonna be there for me. Now you gone and you disappeared on me. Can't believe I really thought you cared for me. You was supposed to be the one that's here with me. I still think about you. Girl, I still think about you. I hope that I never see you again. I don't wanna put up with it. I don't wanna fuck with it. I'ma just send you this letter whenever I'm done with it. I know you gon' read it. I called you a b- at the end. I don't know if I mean it. I ain't wanna believe what my n****s was telling me. My n****, I should've cheated.
And now I feel stupid, I should've knew better than this. Wasn't the right way to do it, I should've been choosing the money instead of a cause I'm getting to it, just watch how I do it. I knew I was ready for this. I'ma focus on music, you love how I do it. I knew I was ready for this. Got me saying what's wrong with you. I remember being in the hall with you. Everything was always on the stall with you. Girl, I even bust a couple jokes with you. I still think about you. Girl, I still think about you. Said you always gonna be there for me. Now you gone and you disappeared on me. Can't believe I really thought you cared for me. You was supposed to be the one that's here with me. I still think about you. Girl, I still think about you. But all I can say is you dumb. You got me feeling stupid. You got me singing all these love songs. What the f*** am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going up though. I just hope I don't lose it. Picking and choosing, but I know it's off though. I already been through. We could have been balling together. Hit up the mall, it's whatever. You know that I started for nothing. The bitches was fed up. The way you made all of them jealous. You said that you was gonna ride forever and ever. You told me forever and ever. I should have knew you was lying. I should have knew better. You lied. I should have knew better. But still, I'm saying what's wrong with you. I remember being in the hall with you. Everything was always on the stall with you. Girl, I even bust a couple jokes with you. I still think about you. Girl, I still think about you. I said you always gonna be there for me. Now you gone and you disappeared on me. Can't believe I really thought you cared for me. You was supposed to be the one that's here with me. I still think about you. Girl, I still think about you. I'm saying what's wrong with you. I remember being in the hall with you. Everything was always on the stall with you. Even bust a couple jokes with you. I still think of. I still think about you, yeah. I still think about you, yo. I had a knife in my back when I wrote this. I look back and I died when I noticed it. I look back and I died when I noticed it. I look back and I died when I noticed it. I look back and I laugh when I noticed it. I still think about you. I still think about you. I still think about you.
That was Still Think About You by A Boogie. Going back to Lil Uzi and A Boogie. Tomorrow's show, Region 2, Rock of Ages, they will be hosting number 1 seed Led Zeppelin and number 5 seed Bon Jovi. Going to the Rock of Ages real quick. The Rolling Stones and Bon Jovi. Do you think Bon Jovi should win that, Nick?
Yeah, he definitely has like more of a bigger fan base just because he is just a little bit newer than the Stones, and they are seated higher. But Bon Jovi, everybody knows a couple songs by Bon Jovi, and they know his name. And the Rolling Stones, they'll always be a classic, and I like their music better than Bon Jovi, but that's just my opinion. And yeah, I think Bon Jovi in today's like world would definitely win that just because people know his name.
Going back to popular present rappers with Uzi and A Boogie, with Uzi's new album, I know there wasn't really a lot of bad songs, but was there any that you didn't really like, Albert?
From Uzi's album?
Yeah.
No. There wasn't one song that I was like, wow, this is complete garbage. Why did he ever put this in the album? And I don't think I ever have done that with a Lil Uzi song, to be honest with you.
Was there any songs that made you, like, question the song?
I would say when Baby Pluto really kicked it off, and that just, like, set the momentum. So I was like, oh, these songs are going to be really good. Pop, I wasn't the biggest fan of. I think it's an all right song, but it wasn't one of his best.
One of the songs I think was very confusing was I'm Sorry, because he was just, I don't know who he was talking about, but yeah. And also Baby Pluto, I feel like he just like kept leading on the song because it took forever for the beat drop to come. I feel like that messed with a lot of people's heads. And we are now listening to I'm Sorry by Baby Pluto, or by Lil Uzi Vert.
told you I was sorry. I didn't mean it, but I just said it just to shut you up. You tripping. Damn. Lost my. Yeah, and I'm sorry for everything I ever said. Yeah. I'm sorry if you were misled. Yeah. And I'm sorry if my words mess with your head. Yeah. You think that you're better off dead. She called me acting all sad, damn. Everything bad, damn. That's why you kept my fans, damn. This not in the plan, damn. I am so high, I can't land now. So I basically say find a man now. I'ma just do what I can now. For my instance, the girl is banned now. So that girl, I won't be in no jam now. Ain't no way you can unhand my baby. So that girl, that she acting too crazy. She want me cause I'm driving Mercedes. But it's Maybach, so this is too different. She like the way that my rims be sitting. She like the way my bass it be hitting. She looked at me, her lips, she keep licking. I have the ice on my rollie. I drive my whip like it's stolen. She thought I was gonna say get in, but everything in life is written. My bomb ain't chain, barely fitting. She do anything just to fit in. Oh my gosh, she start to lickin'. I like to play with her kitten. My boy just came on. It is no reason to risk him. I'm the one that get the stick in. I say my diamond too big, can't get risen. You don't hear me, better listen. Stand on my money, I'm tall as Pippin. I'm sorry, I'm trying to pitch in. I'm so sorry that I'm trying to fix it. I'm sorry for everything I ever said. Yeah, I'm sorry if you were misled. Yeah, I'm sorry if my words mess with your head. Yeah. You think that you're better off dead, yeah. She called me acting all sad, damn. Everything bad, damn. That's why you kept my fans, damn. This not in the plan, damn. I am so high, I can't land now. So I basically say find a man now. I'ma just do what I can now. For my instance, the girl is banned now. You is too bad for my brain. You is too bad for my memory. But I love when you get brain. I swear that's my only memory. Everything that you said, I did, but I swear not a synonym. Every time that you went out, you always linked up with a friend of me. Girl, I saw you with the arms. You was not family, no kin to me. I swear that it need to stop. I am too numb, it ain't killing me. Matter of fact, you can do what you want. Okay, shut up, are you done? I'm not falling for that, I'm not dumb. You the one, I'm not the one that's wrong. You the one, I'm not the one that's up. Drowning all my sorrows up in rum. I'ma count this money with my thumb. I can make that girl cry to you. I remember she said I was nothing, yeah. Now she's busting, yeah. My life, yeah. I'm unlucky, yeah. I'm sorry for everything I ever said, yeah. I'm sorry if you were misled, yeah. And I'm sorry if my words mess with your head, yeah. You think that you're better off dead, yeah. She called me acting all sad, damn. Everything bad, damn. That's why you kept my fans, damn. It's not in the plan, damn. I am so high, I can't land now. So I basically say find a man now. I'ma just do what I can now. For my instance, the girl is banned now. She's banned, damn. She's banned, damn. She's banned, damn. Cut my phone and all. No, for real, for real. Don't call me, like for real.
That was I'm Sorry by Lil Uzi Vert, one of his new songs on his album. The polls now went live between Lil Uzi Vert and A Boogie on At Nights Radio. This will be podcasted on the Starling website, as always. Tomorrow's show will be Rock of Ages again on Friday. Albert, if A Boogie wins against Uzi, what do you think the school would do?
The school? I think that they would move on with their lives anyway. But I think that after, if A Boogie would win, I would think whoever wins at an NBA and Roddy Rich wins, then they would move on and make it to the Final Four, and then they'd get dominated by anyone in best of 2010s.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to be the final popular present rapper in our bracket, Nick?
As of right now, I think Uzi is gonna be A Boogie. That poll's gonna be going live in just a couple of minutes. It might be live now. I think Uzi's gonna win that, and depending on who moves on underneath that, that'll be our next show. I think Uzi is just gonna walk all over them.
Yeah,
just because like the people he's going against are not as big as him. They're nowhere near as big as him, so I think it's easy for him.
Yeah, especially with him dropping his deluxe. It's going to be good. And Albert, do you think he's going to do the same as he did last week and drop it a day before what he originally said he was going to drop?
Honestly, at this point, he might as well, because he's really confident in all of his music that he drops. Like last week, he dropped it a day before it was supposed to come out. He didn't want to wait any longer, and I think that was a great call, because I think it was a really good album, and that just makes people love him even more.
Yeah, like I said a couple of minutes before, the album he just dropped had 300,000 albums sold in literally a week. Going to A Boogie, we're now playing Might Not Give Up.
Love me for my lifestyle, baby. Just love me for my
rockstar lifestyle, might not give up. Wake up every day, next to me. I'm still thinking about my times, I was the job. Used to see me broke, now you're looking at me at all.
Rockstar lifestyle, might not give up.
Might Not Give Up by A Boogie. The polls just went live on Knights Radio. Make sure you go vote versus number one seed Lil Uzi Vert versus number five seed A Boogie and number two seed NBA Youngboy versus number six seed Roddy Ricch. Nick, who do you have voting for the NBA Youngboy and Roddy Ricch, and why?
I would love to see NBA YoungBoy win that one, but I think Roddy Ricch is definitely going to be on a roll now just because of his new music, and NBA YoungBoy also has new music, but Roddy Ricch, people just, he's blown up in the last like couple months, so I think he's just going to have like way better chance of winning that just because YoungBoy is not as known right now. But yeah, I would like to see YoungBoy win that one. But it would be cool to see Roddy Ricch have another big upset in the tournament. So,
yeah, if Roddy Ricch and Lil Uzi Vert do move on, Albert, who do you think will win that?
Between Roddy and Uzi, I think that Roddy would lose. I hate to say it, but they're both very hot right now. But as always, Uzi's going to be more dominant.
Do you think Roddy Ricch is going to like drop more music this year, Nick?
Yeah, hopefully for sure this year. Maybe if they're singles, not necessarily an album, but definitely this year. So, yeah. But that could change. You know, 2020 is going crazy right now with coronavirus. So that could change, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
I know you were talking about it earlier, Nick. Do you know the features and the deluxe album for Lil Uzi Vert?
Yeah, he had tweeted a couple of things. As of right now, he tweeted at Future, A Boogie with a Hoodie, who's in our tournament. He tweeted at Lil Baby and Young Thug was the last one. So it should be an interesting deluxe album.
Out of all those four rappers, Albert, what do you think is going to be the best feature for those?
I think they'll all come together really good. Like, all of them artists blend together well. So I think that it should be pretty fire.
Yeah, it's going to be a good songs either tomorrow or today if he drops it. Looking at the polls, number 6 seed Roddy Ricch is winning against number 2 seed NBA YoungBoy 70-30. And Lil Uzi Vert, number 1 seed, is just demolishing number 5 seed A Boogie. Make sure you vote on Knights Radio. This will always be podcasted on Starring website and it'll be archived. We're going to Uzi and A Boogie. Going back down to NBA YoungBoy. Albert, do you think he is going to drop any music this year?
I honestly hope so because I'm not like the biggest NBA YoungBoy fan, but I would love to see him drop some new music so that I can get to learn him a little bit better.
All right, this is brought to you by Stowing High School Radio. I'm your host, Robert Woodward, joined by my co-hosts, Nick Holowski, Albert Hallworth, and Jake Rubel. As always, go Knights, and this is Red Eye by NBA YoungBoy.
I'm a ride that red eye like a dame. Stack that money till I can't no more. We be robbing and scheming. Oh Lord, how long would it be until this bank gon' go? Straight from the bottom, blow a bag on my bro. Oh yeah, yeah. Just for his head, 100,000, say less, I paid it. Got plenty money, but I had to jump up on my bed. Won't be a hype man, but the man, I won't be alone. Shine like that. I took heat into your letters. I was locked up with no ceiling. I ain't wanna be no rapper with you. From the bottom all the way back to my section. Every day, yeah, we be stepping. Chasing the one that I be through. I'm caught up with money like this dream ain't nothing. These don't let me. Don't like I be stunned. I miss big dump like my granny. We still at war about my cousin. Digging, but ain't searching for gold. I know I'm looking for.
for something. I'ma ride that red.